Thank you so much for being here. And Pastor White was Thank you. Thank you. steward board and the trustee board and the deacon board that don't want to work. Want to sing in the choir, want to beat the drum, want to play the piano, but don't want to work. All the individuals from Genesis to Revelation, the ones God called, they were already
that surpasses your own understanding. Is there anybody in here who can tell? Jesus.
Yes,
I'm with you can to accommodate his truth. And the text says that the people begin to cut palm branches, lay down before Jesus. Palm trees and palm branches. Instead of having a red carpet, it was a green carpet.
Y'all about to miss a shot, too.
The last point we want to talk about is praise. They are throwing Jesus a praise party in his hands. Instead of it being a red carpet, it is. It's a green carpet. Not only they were waving the palm branches, but they laid them down so that the donkey can have a smooth trip through town. Oh, that was, they didn't want to hurt the donkey on her legs and hooves and so on. They wanted the donkey to enjoy the trip just like Jesus. You know how we had a red carpet for, amen, kings and queens and VIPs, but the text makes it crystal clear that they had a green carpet for our Jesus. And don't you know that they are having a praise party in the text? This is Jesus' celebration going on in the text. It's like they have the Lord have mercy, the pastor ain't bored. It's like they having a church anniversary or a church appreciation day for the pastor. That's what's going on in the text. They have an appreciation day for Jesus. Y'all about to miss your shot, cue. You got to see it in the text. The people are excited. They are happy about what Jesus has already done. And I thank God for the revelation this morning, because God is teaching us in the text. You got to know how to have a good party. You got to know how to celebrate with family members and friends. It's time to cut the fuss out. It's time to delete that mess. Because at the end of the day, time is ticking. Jesus showed us in the text, yes, I'm spiritual, but I also have a good time. Ooh, y'all missed that one. You got to see it in the text. Jesus didn't stop the people from having a praise party for him. Jesus kept riding through enterprise while the folk was shouting and giving him the glory. Oh, church of the living God, when was the last time you celebrated? Don't you know folk will talk about you when six strong men bring you in the church? So I refuse to let people kill my vibe. I refuse to let people stop me from getting happy, because you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Is there anybody in here this morning who can help me close out the text? Because the Bible says Jesus made noise, and the people in the city, they asked the question, who is this? That's the type of party we ought to have. When you make up stuff and begin to shake up the city, people ought to ask the question, what is going on? Oh, church of the living God, and I'm glad about it this morning, that Jesus has made a full circle. Don't you remember his mother? Mother Mary, she was pregnant with Jesus. She was headed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and she was riding an ass. She was riding a donkey while Jesus was in her womb. You remember Mary, whom the Holy Ghost impregnated. You remember Mary? Mary, Jesus, the mother of Jesus. When she got to the inn, she birthed him. But in order to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, she was riding a donkey. And now we see Jesus in the text this morning, headed to the cross, riding a donkey. Y'all about to miss the shot cue. Don't you know that the God that we serve, he will make a full circle in your life? I remember vividly right here at Judge Chapel. I just answered my call in the ministry, and I think it was Bishop Brady. It was Bishop Brady, bishop right here in this church. And I remember he asked me, I was a licentiate, I just started preaching. And he asked me the question, he said, can you preach? And I said, yes, I can preach. And the bishop looked at me. I just barely knew John 3:16, because I didn't grow up in the church. You understand what I'm saying? I was rude. All that, Lord have mercy. And he asked me if I could morning at the close of the service. And I thank God for it. And the Bible said, the bishop said, where is that preacher that I asked to preach on tomorrow? And I said, here I am, Bishop. And the bishop said, I need you to preach in 15 minutes. I said, whoa. And the bishop said, I need you to give us a sermon next in 15 minutes. I said, okay, Bishop. I got hooked up with a member here at John Chapel. And the member took me upstairs. And I got in one of those rooms. And I told God about it. I had a little talk with Jesus. I said, God, you got to help me with this one. And God helped me with that message. And the bishop said, here go your shout cue. The bishop said, I'm not going to take him through the process. I'm going to promote him from being a constituent to an itinerant deacon. I bypassed 4 years of study because the Lord was in me and God used me and the bishop that day. And now look at me, 30 years later, I'm pastoring the church that gave me the promotion. Ain't God good? Ain't the Lord good? What's God doing? What's God giving you a full circle? Come on, y'all. Look back over your life and see what the Lord has done. God is good to us. He born from a mighty little way. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm so glad this morning that Jesus, Mary's baby, Jesus, my bright morning star, Jesus, the fruitful seed of Jesse, Jesus, my rose of Sharon.
You resisted but not living. You resisted.
and we're going nowhere. This is the way. I want you to come and give me your hand, but give your soul, give your heart to Jesus. The King is here. If you hear this morning, you want to come and you want to repent. You want to say, God, I didn't enjoy the praise for me. I had too much on my mind. I had too much stuff going on, God. And I really do. I love you, God, but I let people shift me from enjoying who you are and the things you have blessed me with. And God, I want to come this morning and say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I missed my shot. I missed my exit. And God, I want to come and repent of it. We'll give you the opportunity to come. If you're here this morning and you saved and you've been in the praise party and God's in you, but you're searching for a church home, we'll give you the invitation to come and be a part of our church family. Come to the Christian experience. Come to church today. Come because God is calling you to come. It's a full circle. Being around the world at 999. It's a full circle. Let us say it all over the church. Come on home. Come on, come on home. Come on home. Come on, come on, thank you. Come on, come on, come, come, come. Come, 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 come. Keep coming. Come on, come, come. Come. You know your situation. You know your circumstances. Come on, come on. Come on. While the choir sings softly, look to your neighbor to your left. Grab your neighbor hand. Grab your neighbor hand. Hold your neighbor hand. Hold your neighbor hand. Talk to your neighbor. Let your neighbor know that you walk with them. Let your neighbor know. Say, I walk with you. I walk with you if you want to come. If you want to walk down the aisle, you don't have to walk by yourself. I walk with you. Come on, a serious moment. Very serious moment. People need some support. They need a little help. By you linking up with me, I walk down an aisle with you. You don't have to walk by yourself. Your neighbor walk with them. Your neighbor, their hand that you're holding, they will walk with you. All I got to do is just nothing and say, he's talking about me. Come on and walk with me. Come on, come on, sing. It's your opportunity. Come on, come, come, come. It's your opportunity, come. Come on, come, come. Come, come, come. It's your opportunity. Bless you. It's your opportunity. Come on, come, come. Thank you. Spirit. Rest through the Bible this side on him forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Let the Lord sing.